Anthony, many thanks for joining us here ahead of the FA Cup game coming up. We'll talk more about that in detail shortly. But first of all, you've been in charge here how many games now? Mine's gone. Quite a few games.
15, 16 games.
How are you enjoying life?
Yeah, good. I mean, it helps with the positive start that we've had. I think myself and Jason Goodliffe have created a good environment at training. You probably see that from today. Yeah. We work very hard with the team. We've got to make sure we try and get the boys off the training pitch. It's the opposite, really. We put on high tempo sessions, we really work hard, and I think that's really helped them understand our philosophy and how we play, which is then let them go and deliver on the pitch. I mean, if you'd said that we'd be 1 point off top after those 15-16 games, I think a lot of fans and everybody involved in the club would be quite surprised. However, I'm not surprised at how hard the players have been working and how they've adapted to our methods. So yeah, I found management good, obviously, with a positive start, but we do know it's only a start, and we've got to make sure we stick to what we're doing well and pick up as many results as we can.
Before the start of the season, you said to me, I'm targeting a top half finish.
Yep.
Has the expectation level now risen?
Yeah, no, we've still got our targets. We want to finish in the top half of the table. There's no surprise that it is a long season. And I think when you look at it too, there's only something like 6 or 7 points from top to 12th. So it'd be quite easy if you went on a run where you didn't win that many that you could be in the bottom half of the table. But I think considering where the team were last year, obviously almost getting relegated, to then now a top half of the table is a target that we want to set. However, I think with the extra playoff spots, if there's a chance you put a late run together at the end of the season, depending where you are, you could make those playoff spots. So no, our targets don't change. We know where we are to be a season of progression. We've started well, and we want to make sure we progress and improve from last season.
Very much. I mean, obviously, on the moment, excuse the pun, that's on the cards at the moment. But as you say, Anthony, still a long way to go. What, in your opinion, do you feel has made this National League so competitive this season? I mean, to be perfectly frank with you, it's got to be the most competitive and tightest National League for many years.
Yeah, it has been. It seemed to be that everybody can beat everyone. I mean, we went up to Tranmere second game of the season, who I thought were very good at the stage. They passed it well. Good rotation in midfield, they had good players, they defended well, and with their crowd, I expected them to be right up there. I said to the staff afterwards, I thought, well, they'll be right up there. So I've been surprised with their results. But then I think the other big clubs like Leighton Orient and Hartlepool have found it a little bit more difficult. So I think that the fact that there's so many big teams and so many good players in the league, and it looks like the other teams are strengthened. When you look at the ones who finished in around that mid-table, like a Maidstone and a Bromley, they've strengthened and playing good football. You've got tough teams coming up like a Halifax, Ebbsfleet, Fylde, I think, are a good side as well. So I think it's just a culmination of good teams in the league, and that's been good for us, I guess, which has worked in our favour, because everybody has been beating everyone. But it's certainly been hard. I feel like every week is a different type of challenge. You've got different teams playing different styles with different players and different size clubs as well, which has been a real tough thing for us to adapt to, but still trying to implement our football as well. So yeah, it's certainly been a challenge, and I'll be interested to see if there's one or two or three teams that do push on and make a breakaway from the group, or if they will be continue to be like this for the whole season. I think it's a fascinating league, that's for sure.
If it is going to continue to be like for the whole season, it's going to be very nervous right the way through, isn't it, going up to the end as well?
I think so, but you'd probably rather it. I commend the league for putting in the extra playoff spots. I think it does give a lot more teams something to chase, and we're one of them. So if we can be in and around that mid-table achieving our targets, you never know what can happen if it's so tight after that. So
would you be of the belief, I mean, I'm going to speak personally now, Anthony, I've always maintained that this league should have two automatic. Would you go along with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the only league where there is one automatic. I mean, in all the other leagues, there are more than one. But listen, I'm not going to complain about that. I knew what it was when I took over, that's how it is. And just happy that there are extra playoff spots and gives you an opportunity. So, yeah, it does make it more difficult for teams, especially the bigger teams who think they're going to get automatic, I think, which is hard, because obviously only one goes up. And when you make the playoffs, it's very hard to go through that system. But, yeah, look, it is what it is, and we'll crack on with that and deal with it.
So let's look back at the last week. Chester away, travelled up there. Terrific performance. Clean sheet. That must have impressed you more than anything, apart from obviously the 3 points. And then Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge. I mean, probably before the start of the season, that was going to be one of the hardest games to win, wasn't it?
And it was. Yeah, it was very tough. I thought both games were tough. Chester was very hard. I mean, they had a new manager, Marcus Bignot, who's gone in there, who's a good manager, good experience at this level. They didn't play the weekend before because their game got cancelled against Eastleigh, so physically I thought we were at a disadvantage there. And obviously it's a long trip midweek to go up there, so I couldn't. I thought we were going to have a lot stacked up against us. They won as well their first home game under him, which they hadn't won all calendar year, I think. So we knew that was going to be tough, but some of the football we played was very good. Was pleased to get the early goal, and yeah, you're right, to keep a clean sheet in the second half where we had to defend against a lot of pressure was really pleasing. With that back four as well, we're missing three or four probably key players for that game too, so to get the points away from home gives you, I think, a little bit more. You're not relaxing at home, but it gives you a bit of a, good, we got the points away, so we can really go and express ourselves at home. And yeah, Dagenham Redbridge was one of the toughest games we've had this season. John Steele's a very good manager at this level. He's been doing it for a very long time and assembled a really good squad, and I think a squad will be up there challenging in the top two or three places. So for us to keep a clean sheet against them, who were the top scorers, was a real big achievement for us. Obviously Lazar, the left back, made his debut, which was a great debut for him. We're obviously missing a few players, Nathan Ralph, Richard Orlu, Joey Jones just coming back, Jason Bantam was out. So it was a tough game for us, but to be able to perform and sometimes grind out the game, where I didn't think we played particularly well, especially first half, we didn't pass the ball like we normally did, but to be able to keep that clean sheet was very pleasing, and a little bit of magic from Regan at the end got us over the line.
It was more than a little bit of magic. Actually, it was absolutely superb. We could have won any game, but you're right. I mean, that first half, Dagenham and Redbridge, obviously, to be fair, were the better side. You're right, and I suppose, to be fair to you, you were probably lucky to go in a half time goal.
No, I'd agree. I mean, we've had a couple of games like that. I think Fylde, we had to defend really well to only go in 1-0 down at half time. Sutton, we were 0-0 half time. Yeah. I think Sutton, Dagenham was the same. And the thing is with this team is they have been given everything and defending for their lives, from the front men, whether it be Jamie or any up top, all the way back to the defence in Nathan, who's obviously done a great job. But I think that if you give yourself a platform and a chance in the game, we've got quality in the attacking players that can produce that little bit that you need in those tight games.
And personally, I thought Jordan Winter had a superb game on Saturday as well, obviously with that singling out individuals.
Yeah, well, I'd agree. I think he needs to be singled out as an individual because he's been fantastic so far since he's come in, and he's causing some selection headaches, which is good, and playing in a position that he's still getting used to, and I think he's been very good in there, and he's a great lad. He works hard, he's conscious of his game, he looks after himself, and he's a real talent and someone who it's pleasing to see, who I only think had one start before this run. He started at Barrow in not the best team game for us and found himself out of the squad at times, but credit to him, stuck to it and really taken his opportunity since he's come in.
And you mentioned Lazar. That's a Christian name, by the way. Yeah. Surname I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. Lazar. He grew as the game went on, didn't he, really? I mean, one thing I think you must be praised for, Anthony, you're prepared to give youngsters a chance, aren't you?
Well, I mean, listen, we've got to be prepared to put them in if they're good enough as well. So credit to Scott Harrison and Jane Spong. They've got a couple of players that have got through this season for us. We've got five players squad numbers now. Ivan Nasimbi, Sam Mason, Declan Apu, Charlie Carter we took on as well again, and now Lazar. And the fact is, when the opening comes, he's got to be willing to work hard and show enough potential to be going and deliver, but sometimes you don't really know unless you throw them in. We brought him on against Chester for 20 minutes and he did okay, and then it was a big call, I think, for us as staff to put him in front of 2,500 people against one of the best teams in the league. But we knew he had a good character, a good attitude, and he wasn't going to let us down from that point of view. And for a lad of his age to come in that sort of scenario against that good a team is a real credit to him. So yeah, he dealt with it and dealt with it really well, so much so that I thought we might have to substitute him later in the game, but we didn't, and he stayed on within his rights. So yeah, I was really pleased for him, and it was great to see a young player get his opportunity.
Absolutely. So the National League now takes a back step, doesn't it, just for 1 week, obviously. FA Cup, now in the past, Woking, to be fair, they haven't had a good FA Cup run. Is that something now you'd really desperately like to address this?
Yeah, I mean, I know a new joining as a manager at this club that the Cups are really important to the teams, the FA Trophy and the FA Cup. So we've got to make sure that we approach the game properly, which we have done. We've had full training this week. We've planned and prepped for the opposition, and we know it's a must-win game this weekend, one that we, with a good draw at home against a team in the lower league. However, we know it's going to be tough. It's going to be like their Cup final for them. They're going to want to come to our place and make a statement and try and get through to the next round. But I understand for the fans how important it is to try and get a cup run in this team. So we'll be taking it as serious as we can and make sure we try and progress as well as we can.
And also financially wise.
Of course. I mean, you want to get into the later rounds so you can make more money for the club. And it's important with that. I think from all three or four different angles, the cup runs are really important.
And I think it proved last season. I mean, people said, well, it was a deterrent for Lincoln and sides like Sutton, but to be fair, it wasn't, was it? Because I think if anything, it gave them even more incentive.
Yeah, I think so. The players as well want to play on the bigger stage, don't they? They know a cup run can get them on that stage. More fans, bigger teams, more people looking at you as